Namaste and welcome to Becoming Undone, your go-to podcast about spiritual awakening and coming home to yourself. I'm your soulful guide, Sanya Minocha, and this podcast is an act of creative self-expression. My beautiful splash of color on the canvas of life, born purely out of the direct experience of my soul. You'll find that every episode in this podcast is versatile. In some episodes, you'll find me sharing thought-provoking ideas that mess with your thinking. In others, I'll be in conversation with some of the most influential spiritual teachers of our time. You'll also hear me coach some of my wonderful clients live and bear witness to their transformation in real time. We're here to have fun, play, and experiment with ideas that are designed to blow your mind. I'm so pleased you're joining me for this wild ride. Are you ready to play? I'll see you on the inside. Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of Becoming Undone. Oh my gosh, what a week it's been. I did not intend to record this episode as episode number 2, but I'm doing it anyway because it is what has happened in the last 5 days I can only describe to be as a very trippy experience. And so I thought, hey, why not make episode 2 something that is happening in real time as opposed to what I had planned to make this about? I also intend to use this space for me to bring my most vulnerable, raw, and unfiltered self to you. Because I think we need more examples in this world of people sharing what's going on from a vulnerable and raw place, as opposed to someone who is living out a life that seems perfect and unrelatable. So you are going to hear me share things on here within this podcast series that are quite real for me. And I hope that in me sharing that with you, you can feel less alone in what you're going through. And also get insight into the processes or the way that I bring myself out of challenges. And so today what I'm going to share with you is a snippet of what has taken place in the last week for me and how I'm bringing myself out of it. And this is actually a quality that a lot of my clients and people that have reached out to me have expressed to me as something that they really appreciate. Because the relatability within our work is what makes them feel really safe and also makes them feel that, oh, I'm talking to someone who is living this out in real time as opposed to someone who is studying me from a textbook or trying to give me solutions that they haven't yet encountered. So everything that I end up taking my clients through as solutions or as navigating solutions to problems that they're experiencing are things that I myself have experienced at some point because, you know, we're all human beings and we all have a lot of things in common. We're all going through similar challenges, and my hope is that you feel seen in this episode because I felt seen encountering the challenge that I encountered that I'm going to share with you in this, and I felt held and I experienced my own awareness, my own soul really supporting me through this. And I believe that this happened so that I could jump on here and share this with you, so that I could once again spark something in you, and that this could act as a catalyst for change in your life, that this idea that I share with you today may actually radically shift your life. So let's go in with that intention, shall we? I want to introduce something to you within this episode. An idea, an attitude, something you may have come across, something you may have never come across. For me, I've come across something like this before, but it was termed differently. I've been thinking and experiencing this idea quite a lot in the last few days, probably more than I ever have before. When I came across this idea, something inside me just went, aha, this is really cool, because it is so in alignment within this path of becoming undone, becoming more self-aware, waking up to our magnificence, and realizing our true nature,
that which we already are. But before I introduce this idea to you, I want to tell you about what happened and what kind of brought me to this place to want to share this with you. Because the whole thing seems a bit ironic to me, hence why I described it as a trippy experience. A few days ago, I visited my friend's permaculture farm in Raglan, which is a beautiful hippie town south of Auckland. I went over feeling quite excited, I was centered, and I was ready to soak in all that nature has to offer. And I thought it'd be quite a unique experience because my friend actually lives in a yurt, which is a place that I have never spent time in before, and she built this yurt herself. I was invited to go over and spend a couple of days with her to celebrate her birthday. There was a group of us going, and yeah, this felt like it came at a really good time. The day that I visited her farm was the very same day that I actually recorded the first episode of Becoming Undone. And hopefully it's the episode that you've just listened to, and if you haven't, please go back and listen, because I feel really excited about it. I remember when I finished recording the episode, I felt so elated and so happy that I got to creatively express myself through this avenue, and that these messages were finally getting out to the masses through these platforms. So when I got to the farm, I felt a little out of place. I remember arriving there, and even though I was surrounded by beauty in nature, which is something that really grounds me, I noticed that whenever I enter a new space, I feel a little bit apprehensive to just completely let go. And, you know, there could be so many reasons as to why this is happening. Energetically, sometimes I feel that I'm quite sensitive to energy, so that's why I can feel a little bit tight or wound up inside, and my nervous system can take time to completely relax. And I spent a lot of last year, 2022, actually traveling, and I noticed that while I was traveling in any new city that I went to, it took me a few days to acclimatize and to fully arrive in that place. Sometimes it took a week. So who knows why this happens? I have no idea, but I go along with it. I do what I can. So I did what I could in the situation to make myself comfortable, and I focused on staying present. Now, I consider myself to be quite an intuitive person, quite a witchy woman. And when I say that, what I mean is I can pick up on messages, notice synchronicities, and energetically feel things before they happen. And you know what? I think we all have this ability. I believe we're all quite intuitive, and this is just a muscle that we need to train. But I do think that when you're walking the path of self-awareness, that intuition does increase quite a lot. You get more in tune with your body, you get more in tune with your mind, you get more in tune with your soul. And this happens due to so many reasons, because I think when you are becoming more self-aware, you're also practicing activities that bring you into that state more often, such as meditation and yoga and breath work. And in general, you're more conscious. So of course, you're going to be more tuned into energy and more tuned into synchronicities and the things that are happening around you. This is what happened for me, at least. And when I walked into my friend's yurt, one of the first things I noticed was a book on the coffee table. I walked over to it. It was titled Outrageous Openness by Tosha Silva. I popped my things down, and the first thing I did was grab the book, sit down, and just dive headfirst into it. I think that any time I see a book or a message, I get excited because I know that the universe is communicating to me all the time. And it's just about kind of getting tuned into that, tuned into those messages whenever you want. So because I was in a new place, this felt like it came at a really good time. So I sat down and I asked the classic question, which maybe a few of you are familiar with, which is, what message do I need to hear right now from the universe? So I put one hand on the book, I closed my eyes, I took a deep breath in, and then I opened the book up to a page. And, you know, I giggled because the message for me was, today the divine will show me the way. I'm open to all messages, signs, and omens. I'll move as if there's a force of love waiting to aid me in every single area of my life, big or small. That message felt so good. I received it with all my heart, and I kept flicking through the book. And every chapter of this book was inviting the reader to be outrageously open to life. And I found that concept so cool. This idea that can we surrender to divine guidance and surrender personal will, which is the will of the ego, the small s self. So when I speak about the self in this way, I'm speaking about the separate self or the self with the little s or the identity. And can we surrender that little self to God's will? And this is the idea that the book was sharing. I loved it so much because it was so my jam. So I did what I normally do. I started taking notes. I brought out my journal and my pen and I just started to write out all the things that were standing out to me. I filled up a sheet of paper with these messages, and as more friends arrived in the yurt, you know, they sat down next to me and I read these divine messages out to them. And as I read them out, we discussed them and we noticed how we feel in relation to these messages. Eventually, we left the yurt and we headed over to celebrate my friend's birthday in another part of the farm. This is where things got even more interesting. As I was making my way down to the kitchen, I noticed that I wasn't feeling very present. My thoughts were elsewhere and my mind felt a little scattered. I think, as I mentioned to you, it's that feeling of being ungrounded. However, I did not know in the moment that's what it was. I was just going with it. It's only in hindsight that I can notice what that was. So what I did was I focused on my breathing, which is a technique that I use every time I notice my mind has wandered. I come back to the present moment. I come back to the thing right in front of me, almost like in meditation, you keep coming back to your breath. I keep coming back to what's happening in front of me. So I noticed that the path was really slippery and it was dark, very little light out there as well. And it was raining like crazy. So I started walking mindfully towards the kitchen as it poured down. And while I was walking, I was thinking to myself, oh man, this is so slippery. I gotta be mindful when I'm walking. And so I was talking to myself in that way. And then I made it down towards the kitchen without slipping on any of the grass and any of the wet patches in the mud. As I was walking down to the kitchen though, lo and behold, I slipped. I was taking the final two steps towards the kitchen, which were made of wood. The steps are made of wood, and I didn't realize they would be slippery. And this was the only part of my walk that was actually surrounded by light. So this just felt really like, what is happening? I slipped down the two wooden stairs, and when I was slipping, I felt this medium-sized rock, which luckily was not sharp, but more rounded and blunt, but it just dug right into my left butt cheek, right above my pelvic joint, my pelvic bone. And I just shouted in pain. I was like, ow, oh my gosh, it hurt so much. My friend came running out of the kitchen and asked me if I was okay. And I was just registering what happened. I was, for better lack of word, discombobulated. I was like, what is going on? Before my eyes, I witnessed the last time this happened. That time in New York when I fell down the stairs, and that accident resulted in 7 whole years of chronic pain on my tailbone. In that moment, I just flash back to that time where I fell over and how I'd landed directly on that tailbone. This time I didn't land on my tailbone, but I landed still in that same vicinity. And literally the next thought that came to me was, oh my God, I literally just mentioned this in my podcast recording today. I just spoke to this. This is so crazy. And that thought just washed over me. I got up and I felt really hurt, actually. That physical pain actually triggered an onset of emotional pain. I felt like it was so unfair that this happened. And I felt that someone was deliberately hurting me. Honestly, I felt punished in some way. The slip actually threw me into a downward spiral. You know, these ideas came up in my mind of, oh my gosh, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to celebrate a birthday. And this fall is just so not what I thought would happen. I didn't realize that I would slip. And so I felt quite sad. And when these emotions come up for me personally, I excuse myself from the situations that I'm in and take time away. I'm actually a Cancerian and quite a sensitive one at that. So emotions for me, when they arrive, I have learned to prioritize allowing them to come through And I'm getting better at it. I think I've been overwhelmed with emotions my whole life, but I've learned and I'm learning how to actually approach myself in these emotions, how to allow them fully, how to not cling to them, how to not resist them. And it is a work in progress all the time. But I am definitely more empowered and am mastering my emotional landscape in a way that I've never before. So I kind of knew what I needed to do in that moment as well. But there was still a bit of shock there. So I excused myself from the situation and I took some time away. And literally the first thing I realized was, man, I've been really ungrounded this whole time. And I haven't been in my body at all. I've been in my mind. And it's almost as if the slip put me back into my body in an instant. Thud. And I was back. The thoughts that were running through my head were, what the heck? I thought I was listening to myself and doing the work. How could this happen to me? So this was the spiral that I was in with these thoughts. I'm going to admit this to you, but I almost felt that, you know, I meditate and I do yoga and I pray and I speak to God and I am connected. How could this happen to me? That's really the line that I was going down. So I felt very annoyed and disheartened. And then after a while, the emotions passed and I went back into the yurt. I picked up the book again and this time I smirked at the title. I was like, really? Really? You want me to be outrageously open to this? Ugh. In the next moment that followed, I can only describe what occurred as mystical in nature. This is a trippy kind of experience I was describing to you earlier on. So what I did was I sat down on my nicely laid bed with the book and I closed my eyes. I knew that I needed to dive inwards. And my friends are so amazing. They said, take all the time you need. I've got this really good understanding with my friendship circle where we understand each other's sensitivities and we understand when we just need to be. So I felt, great, this is the right place for me to do this. I'm surrounded by nature. I am in a beautiful location. There's no distractions. And I just slipped and it's brought up all this stuff for me.
Hey there, just dropping in with a gentle reminder. You, my friend, are exactly where you're meant to be in this grand tapestry called life. No mix-ups, no coincidences, and absolutely nothing happens by chance. Your soul is always present, embracing you as you boldly navigate this beautiful adventure we call life. Do you feel connected to your soul? In this lifetime, I've been cast as your spiritual guide. My mission? To help you explore the depths of your inner world and unearth the wellspring of genuine fulfillment and joy that lies within. And I have just the roadmap to help you bravely embark on this inner quest. How do you know if you're ready for this? You'll sense it. You'll know it's time when you've exhausted the external search for happiness and are ready to shine a light on your inner world with the same vigor. You'll know. Visit my website to schedule a free consultation. Let's tune into your heart's desires and clear away any obstacles to soul-level fulfillment. I'd be thrilled to meet you. Now, let's dive back into the episode.
So what am I going to do? Am I going to ignore it? Am I going to push it away? Or am I going to face it? So I took a deep breath in. I connected to my heart and I dove inwards. I connected to Mother Gaia or Mother Nature through my feet, and I opened myself to receiving universal light from Source. And I did realize that that day, that morning, I had meditated, but I think I was feeling ungrounded even before I came to the property. Some personal stuff that was going on in my life, you know, so many things can make us ungrounded and bring us into that space. So as soon as I felt more connected to Mother Earth and to God, I felt better and I felt more grounded. And that having that connection to God and to Mother Earth allowed me to dive into the pain with more courage and more strength. So I went right into the heart of it and noticed what was there. This is something I've learned to do over the years whenever physical or emotional pain is present. because I had so much of it show up in that span of 7 years while I was going through the chronic pain, I learnt, and I've learnt well, how to go towards pain and not run away from it, and how to allow it fully. I am probably better at doing it with the physical pain than I am with the emotional pain, but the physical pain and the emotional pain are deeply connected. So I went towards it. And the first thing I noticed was grief. And underneath that, I felt sadness. I felt sad about the fact that I couldn't control any aspect of life. No matter how much I meditate or how self-aware I think I am, how much I journal, no matter what, where my state of mind is, I'm not shielded from life's happenings. Anything can happen. This truth was so uncomfortable to my ego. And it's not something that is new to me. I have known this for a while, and I have heard it before, and I've had experiences that have happened like this before. Last year, when I completed Vipassana for the first time, within a week of it, I got bit by a dog and on my foot. And that was another wild experience. I was like, what? What is happening? And again, I remember one of the teachers I was working with at the time said to me, this is to remind you that you are still operating in the human realm, and you are still operating in this third dimension. And every time I experience a physical symptom of any kind, and every time I experience getting sick or getting hurt physically in any way, I just see it as a sign or an invitation for me to come back into my body, because I get very, very present with it. I'm less in my thoughts and more in the present moment. So I felt very uncomfortable about this, that nothing is in my control. I know control is an illusion, but living this made me realize that, yeah, no matter what I do, it doesn't actually matter as much. It only, those things that we practice, such as meditation and yoga and being self-aware, working with different teachers to become more self-aware and dive inwards into our internal world, those things act as an umbrella for when the rain hits and when the storm hits. It doesn't mean we won't get wet. It just is a protective layer which allows us to go through things in a more seamless way, but it doesn't protect us from going through things. So the challenge was going to arise. The undesirable outcome of slipping did arise. However, my ability to navigate that is what has changed because of the work that I have put into getting to know myself and the way that I show up for myself. And this is actually why I've recorded this episode, so you can get an insight into how this plays out when you do the work as well. And it's very much something that I'm still experiencing. So life reminded me yet again that control is an illusion. And it showed me how much of my life I've spent trying to control situations and then feeling disappointed that things didn't go my way. Does that sound familiar to you? The truth is that life is highly unpredictable and uncertain, and no aspect of it can be controlled. No matter how many plans we make, anything can happen. Even when we're on the path of awakening and coming home to ourselves, we're not shielded from the uncertainty of life. Uncertainty is actually the only certainty we have. Our ability to be okay with what's happening, even when it isn't part of the plan, is a determining factor in how much we enjoy life. This book had clearly showed up in my life as a reminder of what I did know already conceptually. However, instead of it just being something that I read, I was being asked to actually live the teachings. So I asked myself in a moment of total vulnerability, can I be outrageously open to this pain? Can I be outrageously open to the fact that this happened and that this is for my highest good? Oh, grief poured out of me like hot lava. And in response to this question, I cried. I cried until I didn't feel like crying anymore. And as I was shedding those tears, I felt the loving embrace of my soul and of God around me, holding me and applying the soothing balm of love to the pain that I felt both in my heart and on my backside. I felt the burning sensation and the physical pain lower in intensity. And this is often what happens when you go towards the pain. This is something I've experienced every single time I've gone towards the pain. There is a moment of intensity, but then that intensity and that peak decreases. And I felt my soul continue to hold me as I realized I am taken care of. Even when shit hits the fan and things don't go according to plan, I'm always taken care of. You know, I've read, affirmed, and been told by so many gurus and teachers over the years, you're taken care of, Sanya. In fact, I even say it to myself almost in the daily. But to actually recognize and know I was taken care of during a time that I felt disheartened and alone was a more mind-blowing experience than actually just having someone tell me that or me saying that to myself as an affirmation every day. It took this idea of life takes care of life and you're always taken care of, and it put it to the test. This slip gave me the opportunity to feel my soul again and feel the loving awareness that I am, and it gave me the chance to be more humble and move forward with humility. What a gift. So for the remainder of the weekend, every time I felt the pain, I asked myself, can you be outrageously open to life and to what's happening right here, right now, when things don't seemingly feel like they're going your way? And then I proceeded to take care of myself and my needs with love and compassion. So this is the idea, or the attitude, I want to talk to you about today. It's so easy to be open to life and embrace it and yourself when things are going well. When you're having a good day, it's so easy to appreciate life and to think, wow, things are really working out for me. But can you actually be open to life and be all embracing? But can you actually be open to life and be all embracing when shit hits the fan and things don't go according to plan? So why is this an important concept to grasp? Because it's when we're faced with adversity and with challenges that we have the opportunity to actually experience this idea and convert it from simply being something that we read and conceptually fathom to something we directly experience in our body. Something that we know to be true. Reading this book and taking these notes from the book would have been a lot less meaningful if the whole weekend would have gone smoothly. I would have gone back to those notes and it might have had a small impact on me. In fact, it might be just like all the other books that I'm reading. But instead, these words became embodied and were experienced the minute I had an actual experience that allowed me to practically apply this approach and this attitude to my life. How profound. So what does it mean for you to be outrageously open to life? Well, it means saying yes to the messiness of life exactly how it shows up, and saying yes to exactly how you are becoming undone in this moment. So the challenge is, the invitation is, can you remain open to all the chaos and imperfect ways that life is showing up? In fact, let's make it easier. Are you willing to be outrageously open to life? Especially when all you want to do is be closed off to it. Are you willing? If there's a situation in your life right now that isn't going so well, maybe an area you feel stuck, tired, lost, or confused in, anything, whatever it is, are you willing to be outrageously open towards it? Are you willing to receive a solution to this problem that's in alignment with your highest good and the highest good for all parties involved? What an outrageous concept, I know. So now you might be thinking, okay, Sanya, I'm willing, all right? I'm willing to be outrageously open. But how? How do I do this? Firstly, radically accept the situation you're in. When you radically accept the situation, what you're really doing is saying yes to the emotions, the thoughts, and you're honoring your reality first. You're honoring how you truly feel about it. You're not resisting or fighting it anymore. You're saying, yes, okay, this has happened, or this is happening, and this is how I feel because of it. You admit the truth to yourself about how you truly feel. You swallow the truth of what's happening, and you allow it to permeate every cell of your being, because it is happening. So why deny it? Paradoxically, in fully accepting the sensations of physical and emotional pain, pain doesn't linger. It passes. Secondly, practice trusting that this is all happening for your benefit. Always, always, always. It is always happening for you. Because you are life, and life takes care of life. If something undesired, unplanned, or painful has occurred for you, like it did for me, it's for your benefit. It's here to help you become more aligned to your true nature. It's here to help you remember who you truly are, even if you can't see it yet. You're coming home to God. You're coming home to yourself. And this is how I know that this is the best thing that could have happened. This is the best thing that could have happened for me last weekend. And how do I know this? Simply because it happened. And third, offer the problem up to the divine. Just let the problem be taken care of. Ask to be divinely guided in this situation and hand it over to the intelligence that surrounds you, the same intelligence that causes the sun to rise and the sun to set, that causes the change in seasons, that causes the moon to go through all its different phases. I'm describing nature to you. Let nature, the intelligence of nature, of God, of the divine, of source, take care of this. As I'm recording this, I'm doing the very same practice myself. Do I have the exact answer as to why I slipped and hurt myself? No, not yet. In fact, even as I shared my experience from the tailbone injury in the first episode, I can't tell you exactly why it happened. All I can do is tell you what meaning I derive from it. I'm very well aware that it was me who gave that accident the meaning. I saw it as something that happened for me, not to me. Something that contributed to my rising. Something that was part of my training so that I can do the work that I'm doing today. And so that's what it became. Similarly, whatever meaning you assign to something is what it becomes. So why not assign the meaning of everything is always happening for me, to help me, to empower me, to bring me home to myself? This is how we can play with the idea of being outrageously open. Is it outrageous to slip and fall and then see this as happening for me and as a way to come into greater alignment with my soul? Maybe. But I'd rather be outrageously open and embrace it all. Because in doing so, I get to express my essence nature, my true nature, that which loves unconditionally, that which is the source of unconditional love, that which already says yes to absolutely all experiences. So this is your chance to turn a concept, something you're simply hearing me speak about, into a knowing. Something you feel deep in your bones to be true because of your direct experience of it. Now it's your turn. Give this a shot. In relation to a challenge you're experiencing right now, can you say yes to this challenge? Can you choose it? And can you keep your heart open to it? Can you consider that this is happening for you? Can you notice when your heart closes in disappointment, when you don't get something you want and something doesn't go your way? And can you let yourself feel disappointed and then return to what you know to be true? Can you say yes to the experience, even though traditionally, normally, conditionally, you're expected to see this as another reason as to why you're undeserving or not good enough? Everything is happening for you, my dear, and for your soul's benefit. For you to realize your divine nature, this is the path. This is what it looks like to come home to yourself. So can you let go of your personal agenda and your personal will and surrender to the divine's will? Can you admit that you cannot see the whole picture from where you're standing? So how do you truly know if what's happening is unfortunate or actually the best thing that could have happened to you? You don't know. And time may reveal it all. But the point is, being outrageously open and seeing everything happening for us isn't conditional upon our circumstances. It's simply an attitude to adopt towards every aspect of our life, regardless of what's happening. So that's all I wanted to leave you with today. There's a lot here for you to ponder on. If you would like to read the book I was referring to, I'll pop the link in the show notes. I'm so grateful to have come across it and for this experience to have landed in my lap. Or I wouldn't have been able to record this episode and share this message with you. So thank you, Divinity. Thank you for looking out for me. And thank you for looking out for the special person who's listening to this right now. Namaste. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for staying with us till the very end. If this episode struck a chord with you and you're resonating with becoming undone, let's amplify the love. Hit that subscribe button and bless us with a radiant 5-star review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews act as guiding beacons, lighting the way for kindred souls to find our podcast on their spiritual odyssey. I'm your host, Sanya Minocha, here on a mission to support you as you step into your highest potential. Let's keep the conversation alive. I'd love to personally connect with you. And if you're listening to this, take it as a sign. You'll be met in pure presence and provided with a safe space for you to let go and understand your soul. It's time to stop doubting yourself, start trusting life, and relax into your spiritual awakening. It's time to relax into love, into your true nature. You're becoming undone. This process is supposed to feel messy, unnerving, and perplexing. But having a guide by your side is a game changer. If you feel even slightly curious, book in a call. What are you waiting for? Oh, and please share this episode with anyone you feel that would vibe with it. Until next time, my fellow truth seeker.